Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is LeVar Evans with a news and comments special report. Of course, if you have been following the latest news, the president this hour is wrapping up a press conference in which he has made his comments this hour on the tsunami/earthquake in Japan. Overnight, a ferocious tsunami unleashed by Japan's biggest recorded earthquake slammed into the eastern coast on Friday, killing hundreds of people as it carried away ships, cars, and homes, and triggered widespread fires that burned out of control. Hours later, the tsunami hit Hawaii, but did not cause much major damage. Warnings blanketed the Pacific, putting areas on alert as far away as South America, Canada, Alaska, and the entire U.S. West Coast. In northeastern Japan, the entire area around a nuclear power plant was evacuated after the reactor's cooling system had failed. Police said 200 to 300 bodies were found in the northeastern coastal city of Sendai, the city in Miyagi prefecture or state closest to the epicenter. Another 137 were confirmed killed, with 531 people missing. Police also said 627 people were injured. The magnitude 8.9 offshore quake unleashed a 23-foot tsunami and was followed for hours by more than 50 aftershocks, many of them of more than magnitude 6.0. Dozens of cities and villages along the 1,300-mile stretch of coastline were shaken by violent tremors that reached as far away as Tokyo, hundreds of miles from the epicenter. A large section of Kisanumura, a town of 70,000 people in Miyagi, burned fiercely into the night with no apparent hope of being extinguished. NHK reporting quite a few other injuries as well, and the total annihilation of the working structure there. Scientists saying that the quake ranked as the fifth largest earthquake in the world since 1900. It was nearly 8,000 times stronger than the one that devastated Christian Church, New Zealand last month. As night fell and temperatures hovered just above freezing, tens of thousands of people remained stranded in Tokyo where the rail network was still down. The streets were jammed with cars, buses, and trucks trying to get out of the city. The government has ordered thousands of residents near a nuclear power plant, as we said, to move back at least 2 miles. The reactor was not leaking radiation, but its core remained hot even after a shutdown. And that plant is about 170 miles northeast of Tokyo. Defense Ministry at this hour is saying that it has dispatched dozens of troops trained to deal with chemical disasters to the plant in case of a radiation leak. Japan's Coast Guard said it was searching for 80 dock workers on a ship that was swept away from a shipyard in Miyagi. Waves of muddy waters flowed over farmland near Sendai, carrying buildings, some of them ablaze. Drivers attempted to flee. The Sendai airport was inundated with thick, muddy debris that included, of course, the cars and trucks, and even reports of light planes. Highways to the worst-hit coastal areas buckled, telephone lines snapped, train service in northeastern Japan and in Tokyo, which normally serve 10 million people a day, were suspended, leaving untold numbers stranded in the stations or roaming in the streets. And, of course, as we said, the president, who is wrapping up his news conference at this hour, has said that the U.S. stands ready to help Japan as needed. The U.S. Geological Survey said that the 2:46 p.m. quake with a magnitude was the biggest to hit Japan since record-keeping began in the late 1800s and one of the biggest ever recorded in the world. The quake struck at a depth of 6 miles, about 80 miles off of the eastern coast. That area is about 240 miles northeast of Tokyo. Several quakes have hit that same region in recent days, including one measured at a magnitude 7.3 on Wednesday that caused no damage. The first wave to hit Hawaii this morning was about 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. A tsunami of about 7 feet was recorded on Maui, and a wave of at least 3 feet was recorded on Oahu and Kauai. Officials warned that the waves would continue and get larger. And Japan, if you look back at the maps, lies in a ring of fire, an arc of earthquake and volcanic zones that stretches around the Pacific. About 90% of the world's earthquakes do occur. And so also at this hour, there is also warnings as well, tsunami warnings that are extended to a number of areas in the Pacific, Southeast Asia, and Latin America, including Japan, Russia, Indonesia, New Zealand, and Chile. And in the Philippines, authorities ordered an evacuation of coastal communities, but no unusual waves were reported. We will definitely have more throughout the weekend here on News and Comment Network. And for now, we'll start with Eye on Hollywood.
We'll be right back.
Dan, we are starting out with Eye on Hollywood. What's going on, Blog Talk Radio Nation? I am once again LeVar, and as always, I am joined every Friday here on Eye on Hollywood with Lola. Lola, what's going on?
Nothing much. Just watching the news and listening to the reports.
Of course, our thoughts and prayers with everyone that has family members affected by what's going on over there. That's quite an amazing sight to behold, a scary sight to behold. I can't imagine what it would be like being involved, first of all, in an earthquake. I mean, the only thing smallest here that I can remember being involved in was last year when an earthquake kind of struck the Midwest here. I remember it was like, you know, the epicenter was farther away, but it could be felt here in Chicago. And it, like, the bed kind of rattled, and I was like, it kind of rattled real quick. But it, like, you're like, huh? But, I mean, have something 8.9, you know, that's, and then a tsunami followed by that. Definitely our thoughts and prayers are with them. But we will be following that throughout the weekend. And we go on, of course, as they say, that life does go on and continually with the smaller things of what this show is and about the simple life of some people who don't have to worry about that in Hollywood. We got a lot of stories here, Lola. I guess I'm going to start on the relationships first because it was a story that broke last night. It's one of those things where when you hear it, you're pretty much like, okay, we're not really shocked. I think there's a lot of things that can happen this week where you say you're not really shocked. But the worst-kept Hollywood secret in the world, TMZ and Us Weekly reporting on the split between Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. They both stated that they are leaving on good terms, and the couple's been dating since 2007. I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah, I was surprised, too.
And it was reported last year, and I think we reported it here at that time, that Justin Timberlake was messing around with Olivia Munn. And he had texted her at one point, I think in January, and said that, you know, things were over and things of that nature. It's like, it's the worst kept secret. It's kind of like, you know, it's a lot of stuff that's the worst kept secret. It's like, you know, when Ricky Martin came out, it's like, duh, you know, or, you know, whatever. But it's like, I don't know why they refused, when they want to put up a front or, you know, whatever. It's not like the two of them had any big projects that were out. I mean, even then, if you got a big project out, it's like, okay, you broke up, so what? But, I don't know. But it will be very interesting to see who they both date next.
I think he's going to come out with Mila because he really likes her.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, from everything I read online, I know he seemed to have a soft spot for Mila. And there was a reason why Jessica wasn't at the Oscars and he was with Mila.
Interesting. Now, the question is,
and they've been photographed during all these award shows, they're always together, you know, after the parties, you know, the after parties, and they're always together and joking around, and Jessica never went to any of those award shows, not one.
No. Yeah, and she kind of, you know, I'm like, now that you have, okay, now that we have him tied, you know, the thing is, who do we see Jessica Biel date? And you know what? I can't see her. I see her dating, like, I don't know. I see her dating somebody who's, like, probably not as big, like somebody who we probably don't hear of much, you know. I think only because I think with her dating Justin Timberlake at that point and her trying to be taken, I use that quote seriously, taken as a serious actor, I think, you know, she's probably like, oh, okay, I get overshadowed because people are going to want to know about Justin, not about me. So I could see her dating somebody that's like, you know, some front man for some small indie group and you, like, never heard of the guy before, so.
Well, you know, before Justin, she was dating Derek Jeter. And in fact, she was in a relationship with Derek Jeter. And this is when Justin was kind of going through his Cameron Diaz, the end of that era. And he met Jessica, and she was involved with Derek Jeter. And then you started hearing the whispers of him and Scarlett Johansson. Remember, they were linked together, too. In fact, he even was linked with Kate Hudson. Very small world, but they had a, like, friends with benefits relationship. She had just split up with her husband. And I often wonder if Jessica kind of always regrets, you know, getting involved in that whole thing. Because Derek Jeter's a pretty, I don't really hear any bad stuff about him. So I'm getting the impression he's kind of a good boyfriend. And I'm thinking, I wonder if she kind of now looks back and thinks, I made the wrong choice.
I think she probably is. It's interesting that you mentioned Scarlett Johansson because we're going to talk about her in a second. Actually, I want to, before we even go on and continue, I want to let our audience know that if you're looking to listen about a certain person who is high on Tiger Blood, Lance, and stuff of that nature, we will not mention his name today for the sheer thing of the story itself. From a point of view, it has grown not – I don't want to say stale. Of course, it's a Hollywood story, but it's just one that's just gotten to a point of where it's just become too much. And I think, you know, even for people who are trying to utilize the sayings or everything else this week, it's kind of reached a dead point, I mean, quite honestly. We will not mention his name. I won't even mention it mentioning this story. So we're going to continue on with the other news this week in Hollywood that kind of flew under this person's radar. So just wanted to put that out there. I forgot to mention that one. But you were talking about Scarlett Johansson, things heating up for her, and Sean Penn. I don't get this one. I'm like...
Neither do I.
It's like totally out of left field. If you would have told me, okay, who's Scarlett Johansson going to date next, I would have thought it would have been some like young-looking guy, you know, good-looking actor in Hollywood, somebody preferably under like 30. But... Sean Penn? Yeah, I mean, good actor.
Maybe,
but.
You know, maybe that's the problem. Like, maybe sometimes you have to go with somebody a little beneath you in as far as, like, looks or age, because, I mean, she dated a good-looking guy, or she was married to a good-looking guy, and that didn't get her anywhere, you know? And I'm thinking, well, maybe she's decided to say, okay, you know, I dated the good-looking young guy or married him. Maybe it's time that I need to be the sole attraction of the celebrity couple.
It would be like me going from Halle Berry to, like, Kesha. I mean, it's just not, I'm pretty sure you'd look at it, you'd be like, what the, yeah, yeah. That's like the equivalent of it. That's all I'm going to put that as. But actually, some pretty sad news. Tony Danza filing for divorce from his wife for 24 years. They've been separated since 06. So I guess there goes that worst-kept secret in the world thing again. But Tony Danza, I know, you think, you know, long in Hollywood where even 10, 15 years is considered forever, 24 years, that's quite a long time.
I know, and I read that too. And the first thing I thought is, who is he seeing? Like, why it took him 5 years to file for divorce? And I thought to myself, okay, now who is he dating? Who is he seeing?
He's pulling a Kelsey Grammer now. But,
exactly.
No, I do not know, and no one has said it. We've done and dug up, tried to dig up stuff, and have not gotten anything out of that one. So, you know, the only thing I could, you know, I was on my, you know, I guess on my wits about me today, I would tell you that he was dating Angela, but that would be so 80s and people wouldn't get that. But
yeah, it's true.
There's a little who's the boss look.
I bet you in about another 3 weeks we will see Tony Danza out and about with, how much do you want to bet, a girl about at least 20 years younger. At least.
I'm not going to gamble on that one. I know that'll be a fact. That's Hollywood, Lola. That's just
it
how
is.
It goes. So I don't know. And then speaking of a couple other celebrity stories this week, Eva Longoria, there were pictures of her kissing Eduardo Cruz, who is Penelope Cruz's brother. So things are going to be heating up in that retrospect. And then one that we were kind of talking about a little bit before we start the show here, Ashley Simpson, she got her jump off. She is seeing a singer by the name of Craig Owens, who is signed to Pete Wentz's record label. Man, you talk about awkward. Pete actually, in an interview, I think a few months ago, had said that this guy was one of the best singers he had seen, signed him to his label, and now the guy is basically mocking his wife. Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to use a Jersey term word. He's smooshing his wife. So, that's got to be beyond awkward. I can't really see, you know, if he goes to, like, record a song, Pete's probably going to show up there with a bat or something. I don't know. But, yeah.
Well, you know, it won't last, I don't think. I don't think that will last.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is her, like you said, it's her jump off. It's somebody to kind of, like, help her through this, whatever, turbulent times. And then she'll dump him, and then she'll find somebody else, another celebrity.
Yep, basically. And then I left this one because I know not many people know about her, but she is in my top five, and I was so happy to hear, but get sad, but I was so happy to hear that actress, singer Sophie Monk has called off her engagement. Thank
yes,
God.
Yes, to some old geezer.
Yeah, to businessman Jimmy Esbag, who is 51. Sophie's like only 28, but she confirmed it to Chelsea Handler that she did call it off and that she is now single again. So, Sophie, I forgive you. You can call me. but I love Sophie Monk. I think she's one of those people that, you know, she flies under a lot of people's radars because she's from down under. Nobody knows who she is, but if you've seen her, I love her. So,
well, you know, I mean, what could she have? He was 50 years old. She's 28.
Yeah.
And it's like, God, you know, I mean, he probably has kids her own age.
And remember, if you recall, when we first reported about this engagement almost 2 months ago, I think I told you that it wasn't going to last because I couldn't see her marrying somebody like this without getting a lot of jokes, without getting, and, you know, somebody said you kind of wait to dump them after you get married so you can get the money. But I think she probably saw the light of day, you know? So there was some suspect things allegedly about him, and she probably saw that and probably just called it off. So
yeah, I'm sure the appendix was probably a big dating breaker, engagement breaker when he pulled out those and the false teeth.
Wow. Well, do you have an issue with guys over 50 this week?
I told you, I'm not into granddads. I just
but if it was like
do not
a younger
find myself
looking 50-year-old guy.
I don't know. I didn't see him, but I just could never have sex with somebody 50 years old. It's that number. I mean, I don't care if he looks like George Clooney. The minute I see that number, I'm like, good Lord, no way. I would have been 12 years old. Or no, he would have been 12 years old when I was born. He would have been just going into his high school, and I would have been born. It's just so, I don't know.
So we will add that to the list if you are a divorced kid.
A grandpa.
over 50, a grandpa.
Gray hairs.
Yeah.
These men that say, like,
no
if I
hairs?
Get gray, I'm not going to dye it. No gray hairs.
Wow.
I know.
Well, you guys
have
fit that criteria. You're out. Wow, unbelievable. A couple other notes before we get to some of our other top stories here. A couple of funny things. One thing, if you remember from the 90s, now, I was kind of like, me, I'm kind of in between. I'm mid 80s to early 90s type of kid. I grew up watching a lot of Nickelodeon, a lot of those shows. This is more late 90s, but TV Guide and a couple other networks are reporting that this fall, and this is based off of popularity from Facebook and YouTube, once again, the old shows being bought back. Teen Nick this fall will air classic repeats of some of their 90s television shows in 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. programming blocks. And among those will be repeats of the show All That, Pete and Pete, The Amanda Show, Rugrats, Keenan and Kel, and Clarissa Explains It All. So if you're from, like me, if you're a 90s kid and you remember all that stuff, it will be back in rerun form this fall. Now, I'm shocked that the Clarissa Explains It All. That was kind of like early 90s on Nick. So
I don't remember any of those shows.
Well, Clarissa Explains It All actually was with Melissa Joan Hart. It was one of those shows where she had a mom, dad, her brother who always would get into, like, you know, trouble because he'd be like one of those guys that was out to make money, you know, the little brother who thought he had like money sense and would sell basically the family home to make money. But she kind of had this friend who always used to come into the house through a window. Seemed kind of like, I guess, cutesy then, but now to think about it, you know, like, okay, yeah. But anyway, she kind of like broke the fourth wall because at times she would kind of like talk to, you know, the audience or whatever else. But yeah, but Keenan and Kel, that was the one with, well, I don't know. We'll have to look it up on YouTube for you, Lola. We'll pull up some stuff. If you're a 90s kid, you watch that stuff, all those shows will be back on Teen Nick. And then at the weekend box office this weekend, the sci-fi flick Battle Los Angeles is opening up. That's with Aaron Eckhart and Michelle Rodriguez. And that's no wonder I've seen so much of Michelle Rodriguez over the last few weeks. And then the animated movie Mars Needs Moms. And if you've seen her on TV a lot, you've seen Amanda Seyfried, and she is coming out with her Red Riding Hood, and I will not make a joke about, I'm just going to leave it right there. I'm not going to make a joke about Little Red Riding Hood or, you know, The Better to See You With or Eat You With or whatever. So I'm going to leave it all there. It's going to be good. A couple other quick news stories. Lindsay Lohan, who went to court yesterday, she is still refusing to take this plea deal, and the judge sent her back. He's giving her 2 weeks to consider it again. Does she know something that we don't know? I mean, if the judge is telling you that if this case goes to trial, you're going to jail. You're going to jail. I don't know. It's like maybe she might be smarter than we think, because right now there's also something going on in which the jewelry store that, you know, she supposedly took this stuff from sold the tapes. I mean, so that kind of hurts their credibility. And who knows? What do you think this is going to wind up for?
I will be shocked if Lindsay does any jail time. I can't.
Yeah,
I mean, to me, I would be shocked if she even served any. I mean, like, we're talking jail time, not the 12 days that she did.
But you know what I'm thinking? You know, I think it's going to be like a Paris Hilton. I think it's going to be something where she goes, she gets booked, and she serves like maybe 3 or 4 days, and they'll let her out due to something called overcrowding out there in the LA County
jail. That's exactly it.
So
I agree with
Lindsay,
you. I think that's what's going to happen.
So Lindsay's a little smarter. I think she's smarter than what we give her credit for. She's been looking good in these last few weeks. I'm not sure if you saw the pictures of her yesterday going to court, but she can do no wrong. Wow.
I tell you what, that Samantha Ronson, I don't know, maybe she has a positive effect on Lindsay.
if that's the case, then thank you, Sam, because I was like, Lindsay's back in my top five again. I was like, you know, so Lindsay's always looked good. Lindsay's always had a smoking body. And the thing is that when she looked cracked out and coked out and drinking only Red Bulls, that's when she looked bad. But like now, she looks great. You know?
I know.
It's a shame. It's like going to court like that. But I don't know. I was like, if she has to keep going to court to look great, then keep on going to court. And then another story I wanted to, a couple other quick stories. There's stories out there this week about Britney Spears, an article she's done in Out Magazine. Her new single is out. I think the album's coming out here in a week or so. But the funny part from that one where she talked about Lady Gaga, Christina Aguilera, had nothing to say but good things about them. But she also said that if she wasn't singing, she wanted to be an entertainment lawyer or somewhat involved in the entertainment industry. But have you seen the pictures from this Out Magazine?
No, I haven't.
Britney's looking good. I was like, Britney's got like the nice legs going on. She has a photo where she has like her legs up in the air, like in this yoga type of pose. Looking good, Britney. I have to say, who would have thought that in a week in which one particular person looked like crap, who would have thought that Lindsay and Britney would probably be the better right now than even Christina Aguilera, who there was reports that she got drunk again. But I want to get to this other story because we're running out of time. But Bobby Brown came to the defense of his daughter this week. Pretty hard week for her, which we already talked about last week with the pictures of her allegedly sniffing crack with her. And then he comes out and he defends her, saying that's not his baby. But now there is media takeout is reporting that someone is shopping around a sex video of her. And Bobby Brown took to the air this week to talk to ABC, saying that that's not his baby, she wouldn't do that. But, of course, a little in between then, he also took the time to come out and say that a new edition reunion, it will be sometime in the future.
Oh, God.
But I don't know. What do you make of that? Is this something where the parents are just being blind to something that they shouldn't be blind on, or what?
Well, they're hardcore addicts. I mean, you know, she's grew up with addicts all her life. That's the only world she knows. And I'm sure she had to hide and lie for her mom and her dad, and now they're kind of like doing her a favor, coming out and enabling her. But I think personally that family probably has a lot of addiction issues. They really do. I'm sure she's had no storybook great life. I'm sure it was a lot of bad stuff in between.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
So she should definitely be on Celeb Rehab if there is an issue instead of that Michelle Salahi who they kicked off. I don't understand why they had her on. That was just a joke, but yeah.
I never figured that one out.
Yeah. And, you know, I agree with you. There's just something there where when you have two recover, and they always said that when you have two people who are recovering from things of this nature, they're not really going to be of much help with someone who's going through it. And it's one of those things where, you know, it might have to take an outside force, and I'm hoping that either Whitney's mom or, you know, someone within that family will kind of step in and kind of get her the help she needs. I mean, because it's like we all seen the photos by now. I mean, if you saw that, I mean, there's no way in heck you can tell me that what she's doing isn't what it is. It's not what it looks like. I mean, first of all, that's true denial. And if anything else, it's a sign of someone who needs help. So hopefully someone will do something before it gets to a story of a child, of celebs, you know, doing something that will be, you know, pretty harsh. So, and with that, once again, we've run out of time here on our show this week. Anything else going on, Lowell? Anything on TV or anything you saw?
Well, you know,
important note here?
I was going through all the emails and letters that everybody wrote in on our 2 weeks off, and I'm just kind of going through and writing people back. I can't believe all the bags of mail that we got, wondering what happened.
Actually, you know what? I did hear from a couple of people who stopped me and said, you know, what happened? You've been gone. I was like, no, we're back now, and we're glad to be back. And, of course, like we said, you can always catch us here every Friday with Eye on Hollywood. Mondays with The Cutting Room Floor, and we'll be back. And if things happen, we'll definitely let you know, but we're glad to be back. And so, yes, I have heard, and even throughout the act of bill that Lola has to go through, which will take all of 10 seconds, we thank you for listening. And with that, Lola, that's pretty much it. So we'll be back on Monday with The Cutting Room Floor. And if anything else breaks news-wise, we'll have updates here throughout the weekend, News and Comment Network. So for Lola, I'm LeVar. This has been Eye on Hollywood. Thanks for listening, everybody.